And now this is a dictation for Connie, Connie, Bookie, B as in boy, Ouchey, October 1558, addressed as a letter to Dr. Holmes, Holmes, for 631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, a follow-up from Mr. Bookie, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in August. Recent problems of high potassium, aldactone discontinue, denies hospital emergency room visits. I did an extensive review, system right now is negative. Has not checked blood pressure at home. Medication list review of the aldactone, presently on beta blockers, lisinopril, HCTC, diabetes cholesterol management on Norvasc. Next paragraph, present weight 305, 68 inches tall, blood pressure by nurse 152.95, no gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, stable peripheral edema, no gross neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. At the time of creatinine 6.5, excuse me, at the time of potassium 6.5, creatinine was 1.42. Appears to be the new steady state for the last 1 year, representing a GFR of 41 to stage 3. At that time, sodium bicarbonate, albumin, calcium, phosphorus is normal, anemia 12.5. Potassium has been followed, 5.9, 5.5, 5.1, and 5.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, appears to be progressive, likely related to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Previously documented proteinuria, but not in the nephrotic range. Underlying morbid obesity, so secondary FSGS is a differential diagnosis, problems of high potassium, giving samples of meals to avoid that are rich in potassium, agree with discontinued aldactone. I would like to continue lisinopril as long as possible because of the diabetic nephropathy and proteinuria. New potassium to be checked Thursday. Might need to change HCTC to a loop diuretic to help with potassium, blood pressure. We will monitor kidney function. Potentially, we could do potassium binders. All issues discussed with the patient and family member. End of dictation.